Section 6.2, Nonviolent Direct Action Campaigns. World Beyond War believes that little is more important than advancing common understanding of nonviolence as an alternative form of conflict to violence, and ending the habit of thinking that one can ever be faced with only the choices of engaging in violence or doing nothing. In addition to its education campaign, World Beyond War will work with other organizations to launch nonviolent Gandhian-style protests and nonviolent direct action campaigns against the war machine in order to disrupt it and to demonstrate the strength of the popular desire to end war. The goal of this campaign will be to compel the political decision makers and those who make money from the killing machine to come to the table for talks on ending war and replacing it with a more effective alternative security system. This nonviolent effort will benefit from the education campaign, but will also, in its turn, serve an educational purpose. Huge public campaigns, movements, have a way of bringing people's attention to questions they have not been focused on. Partial steps toward replacing the war system will be pursued, but they will be understood as and discussed as just that. Partial steps on the way toward creating a peace system. Such steps may include banning weaponized drones, or closing particular bases, or eliminating nuclear weapons, or closing the School of the Americas, defunding military advertising campaigns, restoring war powers to the legislative branch, cutting off weapon sales to dictatorships, etc. Finding the strength in numbers to do these things is part of the purpose of the collection of signatures on the Simple Pledge Statement. World Beyond War hopes to facilitate the forming of a broader coalition suited to the task. This will mean bringing together all those sectors that rightfully ought to be opposing the military-industrial complex. Moralists, ethicists, preachers of morality and ethics, religious community, doctors, psychologists, and protectors of human health, economists, labor unions, workers, civil libertarians, advocates for democratic reforms, journalists, historians, promoters of transparency in public decision-making, internationalists, those hoping to travel and to be liked abroad, environmentalists, and proponents of everything worthwhile on which war dollars could be spent instead, education, housing, arts, science, etc. That's a pretty big group. Many activist organizations want to stay focused in their niches. Many are reluctant to risk being called unpatriotic. Some are tied up in profits from military contracts. World Beyond War will work around these barriers. This will involve asking civil libertarians to view war as the root cause of the symptoms they treat, and asking environmentalists to view war as at least one of the major root problems, and its elimination as a possible solution. Green energy has far greater potential to handle our energy needs and wants than is commonly supposed, because the massive transfer of money that would be possible with the abolition of war isn't usually considered. Human needs across the board can be better met than we usually imagine, because we don't usually consider withdrawing $2 trillion a year globally from the world's deadliest criminal enterprise. Toward these ends, World Beyond War will be working to organize a bigger coalition ready and trained to engage in nonviolent direct action creatively, generously, and fearlessly.